And switching gears now from health to being well-informed, it's the OLLI series of programs, OLLI at OSU, Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. There's one in at least every state. Some states may even have a couple of programs. We're talking about the one in Bartlesville, but there are also classes in Tulsa and in Stillwater and Oklahoma City. And classes start next week, so we are making sure that you are signed up. We'll tell you how you can get signed up here in just a moment or so. Have a couple of guests in studios with me this morning. And first of all, the classes start Monday, starting at 10 o'clock. Everyone has a story, and that one we have several instructors on that one, but I have the instructor for the Monday afternoon class, Antiques for the Well-Informed Collector, and we get to talk with John West of West of Boston. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And we are talking about Antiques for the Well-Informed Collector. I have seen you do appraisals at antique shows, and I know that that has been a lifelong interest for you, and happy to see you back in the OLLI program.
Well, thanks. It's good to be back in. Now, this should be pretty exciting. Going to cover a pretty wide range of collectibles and antiques, and just the idea of people know what they like, but do they really know what they like? And this is where we're trying to bring that factor into play.
And antiques, and I know that encompasses to a certain extent the world of collectibles, but antiques have been your interest primarily.
My primary interest, yes.
Yeah. We're talking about anything from metals to ceramics to woods to all materials, just about a little bit of everything.
Well, plus art.
Yeah.
And that's an important factor in collecting. And I think everybody collects something or should collect something. Mm-hmm. And it's the idea of helping them be an intelligent collector.
And there's all kinds of things that people, I'm sure, need to know about what they are collecting. My wife has an interest in depression glass, and so she's kind of gone to some of the websites that have information. But I'm sure everybody can benefit just from coming to your class.
I think so. It's designed pretty much to help them help themselves, to give them the tools that they need, know where to look and which books to go for, and where to whom to talk.
Mm-hmm.
It ought to be fun. It ought to be useful, and it's just that everybody has an interest, and it's making that interest manifest itself in something physical.
And of course, with the OLLI program, we look for those interests. And I think a nice thing about OLLI, you know, no homework, no tests, no grades. You're there because you want to know.
That's right. And the structure is very informal. It'd be more of a symposium where we sit down and exchange ideas and talk, mm-hmm. ask questions. Very, very informal.
Now, you're teaching this class with Ed White, and
yes.
I think Ed's doing two, and you're doing four of the class sessions,
yeah.
for the six-week session?
Yeah.
And now, tell me about some of the things you're going to be talking about. You can't teach appraisal, but you can teach where to look for information, right?
That's correct. The Internet has opened huge vistas for the collector. It's amazing what you can accomplish on your own with intelligent use of the Internet and databases of material and information that wasn't available 20 years ago is just out there for whoever knows how to access it.
Well, and I'm sure to a certain extent the Internet has made the collectibles and finding out information much more accessible. eBay probably started it because you can find out what your item is actually worth when people start bidding on it.
Very much so. In the early days, of course, eBay was wide open, and it's amazing the things that would turn up on eBay that you could get for a song. And that's still true. If you do your research, if a person does their research and knows what to look for, they can still make some awfully good buys in most any market, because other people don't take the time when they sell to do the necessary research or obtain the knowledge, mm-hmm. to make an intelligent decision when they put it on.
One thing that I like about most OLLI classes is that it's interactive. You've got somebody who may not classify themselves as an expert, but certainly as a volunteer local community instructor. But when we get somebody like you that has spent nearly a lifetime in that field of interest, we get a bonus.
Well, and it's a it's a pleasure for me too, because I love to share information. I think that's what it's out there for us to teach one another, and is a lifelong process.
So it's a two-hour class with a cookie break in the middle.
Yeah, but I don't supply the cookies.
Well, that's true. The people who do my film class bring cookies and brownies and popcorn and everything else. So it's a nice way for me to spend a Thursday evening with folks. But tell me about some of the things you're going to be talking about. Will the classes do specific topic areas on each day?
We'll break it down into segments. So we've got six weeks. So we'll talk about antiques to begin with. Probably, although it could change. Mm-hmm. Furniture, silver, porcelain, glass, rugs, and then we'll go into art, prints and paintings. Prints are my specialty. Mm-hmm. I'll probably put a lot of time into that. And it'll be pretty open. We're going to ask each participant to bring an item that we will do a mock appraisal with, have them do the research, mm-hmm. and we'll get together and decide what its value probably is.
Okay.
And Ed's going to talk about the various markets, the estate sale, the garage sale, the auction, the antique store. It should be fun.
Okay. Well, again, you can sign up on the first day of class. It is a Monday afternoon course taking place at the Arvest Eastside branch. And
yes.
Going to be a lot of fun, I'm sure. Thanks so much, John. I'm going to switch gears just a little bit and turn to our Tuesday class. And you can start Tuesday mornings with the guy who is certainly no stranger to the Ollie class, Kevin Bennett. I know you've taught other classes before, but clutter busting seems to be one that you are known for.
Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
Yep. I teach the clutter busting class not particularly because I'm some sort of expert at it, but simply because it's something I struggle with very, very much myself, and it's fun for me to teach the class, and that way I have a built-in accountability group that helps me do what I need to do as I help the others in the class do what they want to do.
So as a teacher, we are taught, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Clutter busting. I think everybody out there kind of says, well, I got this stuff over here in this closet that I need to do something with. So probably one of the things you do is set that, like you said, that accountability standard, that motivation to get up and do something.
Yeah, we all have more stuff than we need in our lives, Charlie. And my experience has been that, you know, just like if we're carrying too much weight around on our bodies, we feel a lot better when we're able to let it go. And similarly, when we have too much stuff in our lives, in our houses, or in our office, we feel a lot better when we're able to let that stuff go too. But it can be hard sometimes.
Well, yeah.
Because we feel guilty about it. Maybe it's something some relative gave us and we're afraid we're going to offend them if we let it go. So what we're going to do in the class is just encourage each other to simply take a look at everything in our house and ask a simple question. How do you feel when you look at that thing? How does that make you feel? And if the answer is something other than good, or if it's something that we don't use, we can really stand to let it go.
Well, and how do we let it go? And some of it, I'm sure, is you know, like some of the things that John would talk about, selling it on eBay or selling it at a sale. Others, we might just donate it to, you know, a local nonprofit. How do we get rid of our stuff?
Ah, well, that's a really interesting question. I've noticed when I do these classes that there's a lot of different thresholds that people have.
I've had it for 25 years. I can't just throw it away.
Yeah. See, personally, for me, when I decide that something needs to go, boy, I'm just ready to put it in the dumpster. But I know other people feel like, well, I paid good money for that. I can't let it go unless I get good money for it. Or for some people, it's very important that they're able to donate it somewhere so that someone is able to get some good use out of it. I had a lady when the last time I taught this class, she had a beautiful set of Encyclopedia Britannicas, and
with all the yearly updates, no doubt.
And my experience had been that nobody really wanted paper encyclopedias.
Britannica.com works real well.
Yeah, and so she was just just very, very resistant. I mean, she didn't want it herself, but she was very resistant to just letting it go. And so I helped her put an ad on Craigslist as giving it away. And my thought was we would let the ad run for a week. I anticipated that there would be no interest and that maybe the next week I could encourage her to just trash them. Well, she came back the next week elated. She had gotten 8 responses from people who wanted those Encyclopedia Britannicas. So those people were, you know, people who clearly wanted more clutter in their lives. But she said, wow, I wish I had 3 more of those so I could give them away. And she felt really great about giving it away to someone who was receptive and wanted it.
So at least part of your course is going to be the class participants sharing some great stories.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of great stories in our classes. I remember one lady, she felt that her car was clutter. She was up in her 60s, I think. And at some point in her youth, she had been inspired by some woman who drove kind of a Jeep sort of car. So she had bought herself something like that. And she said, that car's a little too big for me. My feet really don't touch the pedals. I think I would be a lot more comfortable, in a little Toyota, but she bought that car because she was trying to be someone she wasn't.
We have a local car dealer who advertises they will buy your car, but that's not part of this program. But Ollie is a great idea because, again, it's for, I'm going to say typically the over 50 crowd, although if you're 35 and you want to come, you're welcome anyway. It's about the lifelong learner. It's about, again, no tests, no homework, no grades, but you're going to have a great time learning.
We do have a great time. We learn a lot about each other, and we really develop a sense of community and fun, and we build some good relationships in this class.
Your course is going to be at the Bartlesville Public Library. You start at 10 o'clock on Wednesday. Oh, no, you start at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. No, what time do you start?
At 10 o'clock on Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays. I turned the page
Library.
Too soon. Tuesdays at 10 o'clock at the Bartlesville Public Library. I'm going to invite people Thursday nights to spend a couple of hours with me. Call it a date night. Call it an excursion into some films that maybe you haven't seen for a while. We'll be looking at the genius of Ilya Kazan, a film director who emigrated from Constantinople. He gave us films like On the Waterfront, Streetcar Named Desire, but he also gave us Gentleman's Agreement. He gave us Pinky and some other things. He was called in front of the House on Un-American Activity, and he's named names, and so that kind of gave him a really bad reputation in Hollywood. But if you're looking for a date night and have a lot of fun with some films, come see The Genius of Ilya Kazan. Thursdays we'll be at the Universal Unitarian Church here in Bartlesville, and I'll share some films with us. Guys, thanks for coming in. That's our time on AM 1400 K1. Sign up for Ollie. Just Google it, Ollie at OSU Bartlesville. Insure your home, car, boat, health, life, and business all at one place. Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460, KWON Bartlesville, K227-CQ Bartlesville.